I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! For more than 15 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been bringing Democracy Now! To the greater Vancouver area every weekday at 11 a.m. Is Democracy Now!
You've seen nothing yet. We're going to do better and better and better. This is the golden age of America.
In the longest State of the Union address in recent history, President Trump hailed his economic record over the past year, but signs of resistance to his presidency keep growing. During one heated moment, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota shouted out, "You have killed Americans."
That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases drug lords, murderers all over our country.
We will air excerpts of the State of the Union and get response, including from Congressmember Summer Lee of Pennsylvania, who gave the Working Family Party's response to Trump's speech.
So let's start with a simple truth. What we are witnessing from our government is authoritarianism. Any response that doesn't acknowledge that truth is a disservice to Americans who deserve and need honesty right now.
We'll also speak to Democratic Congressmember Adelita Grijalva, who boycotted Trump's speech, as well as the Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. President Trump boasted about his record on the economy and doubled down on his harsh immigration policies during a State of the Union address before Congress Tuesday night. At 1 hour and 48 minutes, it was the longest State of the Union in recent history. President Trump ignored the challenges people are facing with the economy and instead touted the stock market and lower gas prices. Before Trump's speech, Democratic Congressmember Al Green of Texas held up a sign that read, "Black people aren't apes," referring to President Trump posting a racist video depicting former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama as apes. Congressmember Green was removed from the chamber. During the speech, President Trump repeatedly referred to immigrants as illegal aliens and commanded lawmakers to stand up if they agreed with his violent immigration crackdown. Democratic lawmakers refused. After Republican applause, Minnesota Congressmember Ilhan Omar shouted at President Trump, accusing him of killing U.S. citizens with his immigration policies.
Isn't that a shame? You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases drug lords, murderers all over our country. They're blocking the removal of these people out of our country, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Was Congressmember Ilhan Omar shouting, "You're the murderer. You have killed Americans." After the speech, Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger, a former CIA officer, gave the Democrats' response. She criticized President Trump for the cost of living and for his attacks on immigrants.
They have ripped nursing mothers away from their babies. They have sent children, a little boy in a blue bunny hat, children to far-off detention centers, and they have killed American citizens in our streets. And they have done it all with their faces masked from accountability.
Roughly half of all Democratic lawmakers skipped the State of the Union last night, as well as a majority of justices on the Supreme Court. Several Democratic lawmakers attended a People's State of the Union at the National Mall, including Senators Chris Murphy, Chris Van Hollen, and Ruben Gallego. This is Connecticut Senator Murphy.
The true State of the Union is this. This union is in crisis right now. Our cities are under attack by lawless law enforcement. Our democracy is wilting under ceaseless attack from a president who wants to be a despot. Millions of Americans are losing their health care because the president has chosen corruption to pad the pockets of his billionaire friends instead of helping average Americans. You're not going to hear any of that in that speech tonight.
We'll have more on President Trump's State of the Union for the whole show after headlines. We'll get response from Democratic Congress members Summer Lee and Adelita Grijalva, who represents Tucson, Arizona, on the border. Several Republican lawmakers are calling on GOP Congressmember Tony Gonzalez to resign amidst allegations he had an affair with a staffer who took her own life by setting herself on fire. Gonzalez is accused of sending sexually explicit text messages in which he asked his staffer, Regina Ann Santos Aviles, to, quote, send me a sexy pic. After she declined to provide him with a photo, Congressmember Gonzalez then asked about her, quote, favorite position. Congressmembers Thomas Massey of Kentucky, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Anna Paulina Luna of Florida, and Nancy Mace of South Carolina, and several other Republicans are demanding Gonzalez resign immediately over the allegations. He has refused to step down. The Pentagon's giving the artificial intelligence company Anthropic an ultimatum to allow full access to its models by Friday. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reportedly told Anthropic's CEO Dario Amodei that the Pentagon is prepared to cancel its $200 million contract with the company and declare Anthropic a supply chain risk and even invoke the Defense Production Act to force the company to tailor its AI model for the Pentagon. Anthropic has stated it's willing to adapt its policies for the Pentagon, but it won't allow its model to be used for mass surveillance to develop autonomous weapons. A Pentagon official told Axios, quote, the only reason we're still talking to these people is we need them and we need them now. The problem for these guys is they are that good, unquote. Anthropic's AI tool, Claude, was reportedly used in the U.S. military's operation to abduct former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Mexico's government has warned of potential legal action against Elon Musk after the tech billionaire falsely linked Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum to drug cartels. Sheinbaum spoke from Mexico City yesterday.
Well, we're considering whether to take some legal action. The lawyers are looking into it. But what matters to me is what the people say, honestly.
Musk's comments came in the aftermath of widespread violence in Mexico between cartels and Mexican forces in response to the killing of Mexico's most wanted drug lord, the Nemesio Rubén Osegueda Cervantes, known as El Mencho. Reuters reports Iran is close to a deal to buy anti-ship cruise missiles from China as the U.S. has deployed warships near the Iranian coast in a military buildup across the region not seen since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003. It comes as President Trump's weighing a military strike against Iran over its nuclear program. U.S. and Iranian negotiators are set to hold indirect talks in Geneva tomorrow. Meanwhile, campus protests in Iran continued for a fourth straight day as demonstrators clashed with pro-government militias. It's the first major protest since the Iranian government cracked down on anti-government demonstrations last month, reportedly killing thousands of people. A whistleblower is claiming that FBI agents were delayed in arriving to major crime scenes, such as the far-right activist Charlie Kirk's assassination, because FBI Director Kash Patel frequently uses the agency's private jets. In a statement, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said, quote, since his confirmation as director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, Kash Patel is seemingly engaged in what amounts to irresponsible joyriding on DOJ and FBI-operated aircraft at the expense of the American taxpayer and to the detriment of ongoing bureau operations, unquote. Patel had used an FBI jet to travel to the Milan Olympics to attend the men's hockey final, where he was filmed chugging beer in the U.S. team's locker room. The Trump administration suing the University of California, alleging UCLA ignored and failed to report complaints of anti-Semitism after pro-Palestinian demonstrations erupted on campus. It follows a previous lawsuit in August when the Trump administration demanded the University of California pay nearly $1.2 billion to settle civil rights investigations into UCLA over complaints of anti-Semitism. The federal government also canceled $584 million in research grants to UCLA last year. President Trump's reportedly considering issuing an executive order that would force U.S. banks to collect citizenship information from customers. That's according to The Wall Street Journal, which reported the measure is under review by the Treasury Department as part of the Trump administration's widespread crackdown on immigrants. Banks at times collect passport and Social Security information from customers, but they've never been charged with verifying a person's citizenship status. There's also no prohibition on U.S. banks opening accounts for non-citizens. In Sudan, more than two dozen people were killed as the paramilitary rapid support forces raided a town in North Darfur. The attack in the town of Musdaria was reported by Sudan Doctors Network, which said the town's sole health care center was destroyed. At least one medical worker was taken by RSF fighters, the network said, condemning the attack as, quote, a fully fledged crime and a blatant violation of all humanitarian and international laws, unquote. This comes as drone attacks by the RSF and Sudanese army have intensified in the Kordofan region, targeting aid convoys, markets, universities, and healthcare facilities. Kordofan is a highly strategic region of Sudan, rich in gold and oil. Meanwhile, on Monday, Chad closed its eastern border with Sudan following a series of clashes in the region. The BBC has apologized for failing to censor the N-word after a Tourette syndrome campaigner in the audience shouted the racial slur at Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo as they presented the award for Best Visual Effects at the BAFTA Awards in London Sunday. The BAFTA Awards are the equivalent of the Oscars in Britain. The BBC failed to edit out the word from the broadcast, which aired 2 hours after the live show, while cutting the phrase Free Palestine from an acceptance speech by filmmaker Akinola Davies Jr. They also cut references to President Trump's crackdown in Minneapolis from the acceptance speech of BAFTA-winning filmmaker David Bornstein, co-director of the documentary Mr. Nobody Against Putin. He spoke to Democracy Now! Tuesday.
I also, in my speech, compared the importance of resistance in Russia to the importance of resistance in Minneapolis, and that was also taken out of the broadcast. So it seems that a lot of the political speeches were taken out of the broadcast.
The BBC reported another racial slur was edited from the broadcast and that the N-word had aired by mistake. In South Carolina, as the measles outbreak approaches 1,000 reported cases, the state has enlisted the help of public health experts working outside the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has significantly altered the agency's vaccine recommendations and gutted vaccine research. Reuters reports a dozen public health experts are arriving in South Carolina to aid in the measles outbreak, which is the largest in the United States since 1992. 15 states led by Democrats are suing the Trump administration in an effort to reverse a policy by the CDC to reduce the number of vaccines it recommends for children. The lawsuit announced Tuesday also names HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and challenges his unlawful replacement of officials, as they put it, from a key vaccine advisory committee. This follows another lawsuit filed in January by several public health groups, including the American Academy of Pediatrics. And in Brazil, at least 30 people have been reported dead as homes were swept away by massive landslides due to torrential rains in the southeastern state of Minas Gerais. A river burst its banks as record rainfall has battered the region, with firefighting crews still searching for about 40 people who remain missing. This is a survivor.
It was terrible. Words can't describe how sad it is. There's nothing to say. Just ask God to find those who survived and to perform a miracle.
And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In the longest State of the Union in recent history, President Trump hailed his economic record over the past year, claiming the country's entering a golden age, but resistance to his presidency keeps growing. In one of the most heated moments, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota shouted out to Trump, "You have killed Americans." Omar represents Minneapolis, where federal immigration agents recently fatally shot Renee Good and Alex Preti. Omar's remarks came as President Trump launched an attack on immigrants.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens. Isn't that a shame? You should be ashamed of yourself not standing up. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is why I'm also asking you to end deadly sanctuary cities that protect the criminals and enact serious penalties for public officials who block the removal of criminal aliens, in many cases drug lords, murderers all over our country. They're blocking the removal of these people out of our country, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Another point in his State of the Union, President Trump lashed out at Democrats and accused them of trying to destroy the country.
Look, nobody stands up. These people are crazy, I'm telling you. They're crazy. Amazing. Incredible. Boy, oh boy. We're lucky we have a country with people like this. Democrats are destroying our country, but we've stopped it just in the nick of time, didn't we?
Earlier in the evening, Democratic Congressmember Al Green of Texas was removed from the chamber after he held up a sign that read, "Black people are not apes." He spoke to reporters after his removal.
I attended the State of the Union address, knowing that the president would come in and that he would have to pass by me to get to the podium. And I wanted him to know that portraying the President Obama and First Lady Obama as members of the primate family is not only unacceptable, it is something that is deplorable and something that we will not tolerate. At least I will not. And I wanted him to get close to someone who could tell him to his face. And I did. And judging from the look on his face as he turned away quickly, he was at a moment of vulnerability because he's not confronted by people who are willing to speak truth to him.
Many Democratic lawmakers boycotted Trump's address and took part in a People's State of the Union at the National Mall. This is Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen.
We have a president who seeks not to build a more perfect union, but one who wants to tear it down. And a president who said he would stop wars, but instead is responsible for war crimes, and as we speak, is threatening more wars. We need to stop him. We are gathered here because we know that we cannot pretend that any of this is normal, and that we will not and must not pretend that this is business as usual. We must get in the way of Donald Trump's march toward fascism.
Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger, who is a former CIA officer, gave the Democrats' official response to the State of the Union.
They have ripped nursing mothers away from their babies. They have sent children, a little boy in a blue bunny hat, children to far-off detention centers, and they have killed American citizens in our streets. And they have done it all with their faces masked from accountability. Our president told us tonight that we are safer because these agents arrest mothers and detain children. Think about that. Our broken immigration system is something to be fixed, not an excuse for unaccountable agents to terrorize our communities.
Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger was speaking from the House of Burgesses Chambers in historic Williamsburg, Virginia. We'll be dealing with the State of the Union throughout the show. More after break.
Through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicollet Avenue, a city aflame fought fire and ice neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law. Or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets, in the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice, their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints where mercy should have stood, dead left to die on snow-filled streets, Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Or Minneapolis, I hear your voice.
Sing Streets of Minneapolis by Bruce Springsteen. Later in the broadcast, we'll speak with Alia Rahman. She was ripped out of her car, her windshield, the passenger glass broken by immigration agents as they cut her seatbelt, a U.S. citizen who was then invited to the State of the Union by Congressmember Ilhan Omar. She was removed from the gallery. We'll ask her if she was also arrested. But that's coming up. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. During his State of the Union, President Trump repeatedly hailed his economic record over the past year. He also openly criticized the Supreme Court again for striking down his global tariffs in a decision that's having major implications on the global economy. Less than half, four of the nine Supreme Court justices attended the speech. This is part of what Trump said.
Everything was working well. Countries that were ripping us off for decades are now paying us hundreds of billions of dollars. They were ripping us so badly. You all know that. Everybody knows it. Even the Democrats know it. They just don't want to say it. And yet these countries are now happy, and so are we. We made deals. The deals are all done. And they're happy. They're not making money like they used to, but we're making a lot of money. There was no inflation, tremendous growth. And the big story was how Donald Trump called the economy correctly, and 22 Nobel Prize winners in economics didn't. They got it totally wrong. They got it really wrong. And then just 4 days ago, an unfortunate ruling from the United States Supreme Court, it just came down. It came down. Very unfortunate ruling. But the good news is that almost all countries and corporations want to keep the deal that they already made, right, Scott? Knowing that the legal power that I, as president, have to make a new deal could be far worse for them, and therefore they will continue to work along the same successful path that we had negotiated before the Supreme Court's unfortunate involvement. So despite the disappointing ruling, these powerful country saving. It's saving our country, the kind of money we're taking in. Peace protecting. Many of the wars I settled was because of the threat of tariffs. I wouldn't have been able to settle them without. We'll remain in place under fully approved and tested alternative legal statutes. And they have been tested for a long time. They're a little more complex, but they're actually probably better, leading to a solution that will be even stronger than before. Congressional action will not be necessary. It's already time-tested and approved. And as time goes by, I believe the tariffs paid for by foreign countries will, like in the past, substantially replace the modern-day system of income tax, taking a great financial burden off the people that I love.
We're joined now by Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize-winning economist, Columbia University professor, former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors. Professor Stiglitz is also currently the chief economist at the Roosevelt Institute. His latest book, just out in paperback this week, The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society. Professor Stiglitz, welcome back to Democracy Now! Your response, you're among the signatories, the economists who have signed a letter against the tariffs. Talk about the president's State of the Union and his argument for tariffs and against the Supreme Court. Two of his own appointees ruled against him.
Well, the speech was characteristic of Trump. Lies, misleading statements. I was with a group of large number of Nobel Prize winners who predicted that he would be bad for the economy, and we were right. The tariffs are paid by Americans. They're not paid by the foreigners. He says they didn't have any effect on inflation. We saw inflation was going down, and if we can't compare where inflation would have been with where we are today, it is estimated the average family is paying somewhere between $1,000 and $1,700 in extra money because of the tariffs. And, you know, the irony is, he said it was going to bring back manufacturing jobs. Manufacturing jobs are down in the United States in 2025 when they were up under President Biden. He doesn't talk about that. In fact, it was last year was one of the slowest growth in jobs ever in recent memory, about a quarter of what it was under President Biden. And interestingly, most or more than 100% of the jobs that were created were in the healthcare sector. Nothing to do with his tariffs at all.
Trump said in the past, we have the most people working in history. What is the state of unemployment, of livable employment, the overall economy?
Well, when the economy grow, more people in the country, yes, there are going to be more people working. That's true. The fact is that labor force participation has not gone up. Unemployment rate has gone up a little bit, not a lot. But what is striking is how weak the job market is.